All Texas did was basically pass a law saying that if you run a porn site and if it's beamed into the state of Texas, that you have to verify age before someone can use it. It's been pretty simple here. Now, you have to ask the question, why did Pornhub bail out for a simple age verification law? If you go to my friend Jared the Cigar Guy's MB Fuma cigar company site, you can't get into it without verifying that you're 21. You can't get into any cigar site without verifying that you're 21. Can't get into Woodford Reserve site. Can't get into the Jim Beam site. Can't get into name your bourbon, name your vodka. You can't get into any of those sites. You have to verify your age. So what's the big deal? Obviously, they know that children are using Pornhub, and they don't want to get sued. And that the age verification doesn't work. There's no ID that has to be. This is worse than mail-in balloting voting. There's no ID is required. You don't have to present an ID. You just have to tick a box that says, I certify that I am 21 years of age or older, or is it 8? No, it's 21. I think it's 21. I am 21 years of age or older. So Texas passes a bill, and Pornhub says, yeah, we're going to pull it. How many other states? 5 other states have passed similar legislation. So if you want to get porn out of your state and porn out of your state, then simply just tell them, we're going to add you to the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms list here of beer companies, liquor companies, and cigarette companies, and cigar companies, and you have to have an age verification. Now, by their admission that, no, we're out, we're done. And now this happens everywhere where Pornhub has to deal with the consequences of what it vends. Because it's happened in 5 other states. Notice what happened here. A state legislature has undone what the Supreme Court of the United States did in a landmark case in the mid-70s. I forget what's the name of the case. But that porn is basically free speech, and you can't ban it. You can't get rid of it. Oh, yes, you can. I was looking for that clip that Mr. Barrett used to use to start the Barrett Brief Show from Billy Bob Thornton from the movie Alamo, where he's where Davy Crockett's in with his peeps in Tennessee. And he says, well, I had a conversation with the such and such, and I told him what I thought, and the guy goes, what'd you tell him? He said, I told him that you all can go to hell. I'm going to Texas. Well, I think that's what you ought to say today. You all can go to hell because I'm going to Texas. Here's a story from the Houston Chronicle. One of the most visited pornography, you know, they say this like it's a good thing. One of the most visited pornography sites. No, it's the most visited. In the world, it's the most visited. One of the most visited pornography sites, Pornhub, disabled its site in Texas yesterday over objections to a state law that requires age verification to prevent access to minors. People who go to the site now are greeted with a long message from the company railing against the legal change as ineffective, haphazard, and dangerous. Of course it is. Yeah, how's it dangerous? The company calls for age verification by the makers of devices that let people on the internet instead of individual websites. The message read, until the real solution is offered, we have made the difficult decision to completely disable our access to our website in Texas. Now, there's so much to talk about here. Here, let's start with the low-hanging fruit, easy pickings. How do they know you're using it and you're in Texas? That's a good question, isn't it? How do they know that you're using it, Pornhub or any other website, and you're in Texas? You may want to know this. It's called IP tracking. And this is how Google is able to track you when you're browsing the intrawebs and is able to serve you an ad from a local company that has purchased access. And it says, I only want the ad to display to people in my zip code, for example. It's pretty accurate. It's actually incredibly accurate, but that's how they're able to do it. So when some genius out there says that, well, this is on the internet and there's nothing we can do about it. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Pornhub. Texas was able to get rid of Pornhub. So that's the first one there. So just know that, and we talk about this all the time, it's an old police song, every move you make on the interwebs is being recorded. There's nothing that's not recorded. You know, if you could dive into the logs that are used to make Google Analytics, you would have a heart attack. You would keel over in your chair. Because you would see, you go like, oh, no, they recorded that I went there and I spent an hour there. Oh, yeah. They know what page you went to. Then if they wanted to, depending on who's keeping the data, if they wanted to, they could tell you where you scrolled on the page. Folks, I'm telling you, when people realize the gravity of what the internet and social media and the fact that you're on all these sites of what it's actually doing and how it's gathering the data. Who was it? Was it Representative Schweikert was talking yesterday before the TikTok Act passed? Right. By the way, I'm going to amend what I said about the TikTok ban because it's not just an affront to the First Amendment. I'm going to get to it later in the program, but I have some commentary to add to this, and I didn't think of it when we were preparing the program yesterday. In any event, when people discover the depth, the completeness of how you're monitored using the internet, you're going to bail on it. You're not going to go to certain sites anymore. You're going to go because you know that they're recording you. That's one thing. Continuing on. The Republican majority state legislature passed the age verification law, HB 1181, last year. It requires that companies that distribute sexual material harmful to minors to confirm visitors are over 18 with an online system that verifies users' government-issued ID or another commercially available system that uses public or private data. The sites are not permitted to retain identifying information. So that kind of explains how they kind of enforce it there. But again, this is Pornhub now basically throwing a major business hissy fit and saying that it's going to take its smut, its obscenity, and go play in another sandbox. So you know what this means? As we have been talking about the TikTok ban, you don't have to have Congress do anything about this. Any state that wants to get rid of TikTok can simply do what Texas has done, pass some ordinance that would be an affront to the people that run or own TikTok, and then they would probably just withdraw or they would do what Pornhub has done in Texas. This is a major victory here, though, especially for people that are crusading against the obscenity that is pornography. By the way, what's her name? Riley Gaines, right? The little swimmer. Riley Gaines is on a crusade. I heard her this morning talking about how she is fighting against the NCAA. She's going to sue the NCAA. She's actually going to take on the NCAA. And she's going to sue them because they're not enforcing Title IX as they should be. This is a Crusade Radio Network. And because they're not, because they let that giant oaf of a man into the NCAA tournament that she was swimming in, and because she lost an NCAA championship, she got standing to sue. It'd be interesting to see what the courts do with this. In any event, she said She said, we're not just fighting. She goes, this transgender, this destruction of women, we're not just fighting that. She goes, this has a perverted, seamy underbelly to it, and all of it is linked to pornography. I don't think people realize just how ubiquitous the spread of pornography is and what damage it's done out there. So kudos to the great state of Texas for banning and getting rid of TikTok. There's a lot more to the story. I'm going to come back to it because I have stuff I want to get into in the rundown here today. Whoever would have thunk that Mark Levin, get out the air, you big dope. Get out my phone, you big dope. Whoever would have thought that the world's greatest and most accomplished media neocon, Mark Levin, would go to war against Schmuckel Schumer over Israel? We were talking about this in show prep here today. We were listening to the Schumer clip, and then about what's actually going on. That the world has basically many people, even bad people like Schmuckel Schumer, are seeing the utter destruction of what's happening to the people in Palestine, and that the Netanyahu government is going to do what they said they were going to do. They are going to Armenian genocide the Palestinians, and if the Lebanese don't watch it, the Lebanese out of existence.